Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering is our guest. So you had TV last night, Levo. Eric and I were just talking about Lane on the radio call yesterday. He and Maurer were talking about these moths that are apparently invading the greater Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, the spotted lantern flies. We've been talking about it in the last couple of days. I'm surprised Lane even talked about them since he's terrified of all things that fly.
It sounded like it. It was an extensive recitation of what people were battling through. I mean, it went through several at-bats, I think.
Yeah, that tracks well. I will say that they have had people on the streets with vacuums just kind of sucking these things up. They're all over the place. It is pretty crazy. I've been coming here for 9 years. I've never seen anything like this. And apparently, they've only been in Pennsylvania for the last, 67 years. But this is the worst anybody had ever seen these spotted lantern flies ever. It's crazy. They're only here in Pennsylvania.
Folks are texting in today in the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line, likening it to the emerald ash borer on steroids. Yeah, decimating crops and trees. Yeah, I'm not making light of it. It's a bad thing out there.
Yeah, it is not. It's not good. I guess the EPA is telling you to stomp them, squish them, swat them, however you can do it. Just become a mass murderer of these spotted lantern flies. That's what they're asking for. But they're not good. They don't have any predators. And so we were talking last night on the TV broadcast about potentially introducing some new species that likes to eat these things, that you can eradicate it, but then that creates its own ball of wax. So
I'm going to feed
on it. We'll figure
that
out. I'm going to feed on it.
Hey, Jeff, have you noticed that? So we've been talking about Camp Randall's been in the news this week because of the game on Saturday, and there's some consternation about whether or not stadium operations are trying too hard to get fans worked up, to get fans into the games. They've been having conversations about this at Lambeau Field the last few years. Camp Randall had an issue where people were complaining the music was too loud and they were trying too hard. Have you noticed that in your games, whether it's football or the baseball season? Are you noticing a change in what stadium operations are trying to do from stadium to stadium?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the majority of places, your fan base kind of knows when to get up and get rowdy. Or when a moment calls for the crowd to get into a game. There are some places do try a little bit too hard. There are a lot of places, especially in big league ballparks, where it essentially just turns into a nightclub. You do dance parties and all that stuff. I know the Brewers have been doing it. It's been fun and people are excited about it. But other places take it to a new level, like Miami. The Brewers are going to go in a couple of weeks. It's essentially a nightclub for 9 innings. And you walk out of there and your head can spin in 17 different directions. I think there's a time and a place for that. I think that if you're a fan base that kind of struggles to get into the moment, I think that's kind of a good thing to do for stadiums. But I don't think Camp Randall really struggles with that. You just got to get as many fans in there, get as rowdy as possible, and make that place shake.
Level, where are you? Like, it's a tough connection today. It sounds like, are you swimming the Allegheny to get there today, or what's happening?
Yeah, I'm pretty close. I mean, I'm in the buildings of Pittsburgh, so maybe that's what it is. Do we sound okay right now?
No, you're okay.
Okay.
Just want to make sure
I'm doing fine. Yeah, I wanted to do a little deep sea diving in the Ohio, but the Allegheny is the only one available today.
Well, hang in there and report back to us on your moth collection or efforts there to help the people of Pennsylvania defeat this invasive species.
Yeah, you got it. I'll send you a picture of my windowsill. It'll really set the tone, I think.
Nice. Oh, actually, please do, and people are going to want to see that. So we'll find a way to post that so everybody can see it. Send it in.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Good call today. Afternoon baseball for the Brewers at Pittsburgh today.
There is somebody in Pittsburgh that swallowed one at some point over the last few days.